Yahoo's new CEO, Marissa Mayer, has even more to look forward to than her new high-profile job. She's expecting a new addition to her family, a baby boy.
A big chunk of the focus goes beyond what investors can expect from her as the CEO to the fact that she is an expecting CEO.
But starting tomorrow, a young, pregnant woman is in charge of this high-tech giant.
The most interesting news of the last 24 hours has been the fact that she's pregnant.
Another story now. It's a story that the media and public can't seem to get enough of. Marissa Mayer, you've heard of her. She's agreed to be the new CEO of a small company called Yahoo. She's also 6 months pregnant. But that's not the only news of the story. From the nightly news to the blogosphere, it's served as a springboard for people to criticize and question Marissa Mayer and any woman who's perceived to be approaching work and motherhood in what might be the wrong way.
I think that you had called either one of us 3 weeks after having a baby and asked us to turn around Yahoo, for instance. Mm-hmm. It would have been a tall order.
There was one business pundit that compared it to Steve Jobs's cancer and said, you know, do they have some kind of fiduciary responsibility to disclose this earlier?
There are a lot of high-powered women here who are mothers, and I have to say many of them think that she's naive.
Mary Elizabeth Williams of Salon.com, I'm told, sick of it. And she's staring at me right now and she looks sick of it. She's had it with the critical comments and the questions and even remarks that on the surface seem to be expressing concern. Mary Elizabeth, as you see it, all this speculation over what Marissa Mayer can and can't handle and accomplish at Yahoo is pointless. Why?
Well, good morning. You know what it is that makes me very sad and makes me despair, and I've been writing about this week in Salon.com, is here we have this amazing historic moment in American business. We have this woman who is in one of the most powerful positions in American business, the youngest CEO of a Fortune 500 company, and she is listening to pretty much what every working woman has heard when she's disclosed that she is pregnant, which is, sweetheart, you just don't know what you're getting into. Mm. Honey, it's going to be so much harder than you think. You just don't know. And it's true that you don't know how motherhood is going to change you. You don't know how a baby is going to change you until it happens. But the idea that women can't multitask or that somehow they can't handle motherhood and the responsibilities of a high-powered career at the same time is just... It's just arrogant. It's just arrogant and it's silly. Women have been multitasking since the dawn of humanity. I think we can, you know, whether it used to be we'd fend off the lion, now it's we can turn around Yahoo. I think that we can really handle a lot more than we are given credit for. And this idea that we're going to magically cocoon with our beautiful infant and in some sort of lovely little revel of beautiful bonding doesn't take into account that we can do that and we can function and we can use our brains.
Okay. Let's be fair and let me make you even a little bit madder here because maybe that's part of my role. Okay.
I love it. Bring it on.
Marissa Mayer, by taking on this job, is a mirror for a lot of the rest of the society because she's so high profile. But let's be fair. This is not any job. She's not volunteering as a librarian down at the community library. She's going to be CEO of one of the most high profile corporations in America. And she's not planning her pregnancy. She's already 6 months pregnant. This is a little bit of a different situation than a working mom who can get pregnant and maintain her career. I mean, it's different in a lot of ways, isn't it?
Yeah, but okay, first of all, many of us who are mothers are not volunteering downtown at the library.
Right.
Many of us are doing very high-powered, very responsible things. You know, you're welcome to talk to my surgeon about the job that she's done after having a baby.
Yeah.
Many of us do very, very difficult, very risky, very demanding jobs. And many of us do them very soon after having a baby. I think it's true that now Marissa has to be the ultimate metaphor or the latest metaphor for what it means to be a working mother in America. And this is a conversation that, for whatever reason, has become very, very intense in the last few months in our country. We see on the cover of Time magazine, are you mom enough? We have Anne Marie Slaughter saying, you can't possibly have it all. And now we have this woman who appears to be brazenly, naively, arrogantly attempting to, oh my God, have it all. So the stakes are very high for her. And obviously, I think people are looking at her as the one who's going out there into uncharted waters. You know, maybe she can do it. Maybe she can't do it. Maybe she will be crying in her, you know, in her nursing room in 5 months. Who knows? But the point is that when we start the conversation with, honey, you don't know, and you just don't know how hard it's going to be, and really you need to take more time off, you're undermining what women do and what women are capable of and the strength that we really have to be able to function as mothers and workers.
In the spirit of continuing my role of poking at Mary Elizabeth Williams from Salon.com, on the issue of Marissa Mayer and her entering as CEO of Yahoo.com while she's 6 months pregnant, Mary Elizabeth, let's also be fair. Most women in America are not CEOs of major corporations and don't have CEO salaries. Marissa Mayer can afford help and lots of it, as much as she needs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. She is going to have more than enough resources around her to get her through this in terms of childcare. And you know what? So do a lot of other CEOs who happen to be men. That's how it goes. That's fine. It doesn't mean that she's going to be less of a mother. It doesn't mean that she's going to be less invested in her child. And the truth is, mothering is a very unique and individual experience. And not all of us, believe me, and I say this as a mother of two, not all of us want to have that 6 months or a year where all we're doing is singing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. Not all, and it doesn't mean that we're not good moms. It's just how we function as individuals.
A lot of working mothers out there who don't have CEO salaries might sort of be looking at this situation and going, people are defending Marissa Mayer and that's great, but she's going to have it easier than I did. I may not be a CEO, but she's got millions of dollars and I make $42,000 and she's got it easy.
Well, sadly, I think that is a lot of what we see in our culture, which is this culture of competitive mothering and this culture of she's got what she has and what I don't. And she gets to stay home or she gets more help or she makes more money. And it's time we stop doing this to each other and tearing each other down and create a culture of support from working mothers.
Who are the people in the blogosphere, in your estimation, who are criticizing Marissa Mayer for taking on this role while she's 6 months pregnant? The harshest critics. Who are these folks from out on the internet?
Well, you know, I think the thing is, it's not so much criticism; it's almost worse. And this is what we mothers deal with a
pity?
Lot, which is the like, "Aw, sweetie, let me tell you how it really is." And it's the undermining, frenemy kind of tone of, like Time Magazine saying, like, "Wouldn't it be lovely if she could instead take a few months off to revel in her new motherhood?" It's Lisa Belkin in HuffPo saying, I love Lisa Belkin, by the way, and she said a lot of great things about her, but also saying, you know, I think she may not power through this as naively as she thinks she's going to do it. And it's that kind of tut tut, dear, let me tell you what it's really like and how it's really going to go down that we mothers deal with a lot. That just sort of like, sweetie, I'm not criticizing you, honey. I'm just saying it's going to be a little tougher than you think.
Does Marissa Mayer have a whole nation of mothers-in-law now? It's what it seems like to me. Not to be flip. I mean, we are talking about, you know, cultural issues that have some importance, but that kind of condescending tone that you use, which is relevant, sounds like she's got 30 million mothers and mothers-in-law.
She's got 30 million mothers, and this is what we hear. This is what we mothers deal with, and this is why I think that these conversations happen and why they're important, because it strikes such a familiar chord with so many of us working mothers, this sense of like, no, really, it's so great, and I don't want to criticize you because you're doing, I can't imagine how you're doing it. I mean, I really can't, because if I were doing it, I would just be a wreck, and I would be completely at the end of my rope, but good for you. And the implication is you're doing it wrong, and the stakes are so high for us, and we understand that there is absolutely nothing that is scarier or shakes us to the core more than our sense of motherhood, than the job that we have of raising our children and the fear that we're going to do it wrong. And that what happens is then we project that fear onto other women and we say, that's not how I do it, sweetie.
Then again, how about your reaction to Yahoo and the board or whoever's running the show over there to say, we're doing this. She's the best person for the job. How old is she? 20? How old is she?
She's 37.
Okay, 37. Okay. She's young for a CEO and 6 months pregnant.
Yeah, let me tell you something. All of the criticism about, it's like with Steve Jobs. I have had cancer and I have been pregnant. And I can tell you that having a baby is not in the least bit like having cancer. And anyone who makes those kind of false equivalency is speaking out of their butt.
I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to leave it with Mary Elizabeth Williams of Salon.com on Marissa Meyer, new CEO of Yahoo.com, 6 months pregnant, 37 years old, and a mirror for American working moms everywhere.